What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Lifestyle Podcast. I am your host, Sonic.
I'm your co-host, Snuff.
And why the fuck does the internet suck so much? Good fucking lord, man.
It's...
So we came across a fucking post. We're not even going to bother with the page and whatnot, because it's for what? For what give them credit for? Yeah. Just, they're bashing so hard on builds, and... I don't remember when the fuck this got so bad.
You know, I think it's because everybody has an opinion now, and everybody feels like they're a keyboard warrior.
Oh no, that's always been the case with ever since, you know, the introduction of Instagram and all that bullshit.
But more and more recently, the people who wouldn't pop shit in person are the people who pop shit the most.
Oh yeah, that's name of the game. Oh my god, if I had a dollar. It's just fucking Christ, man. When the fuck?
All right, do you want to open up about what the fuck we just...
What?
What's going on?
No, go ahead. You start.
All right, so, of course, we're getting ready to do the podcast, and we have more or less an agenda.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about, and I'm scrolling there, and I come across this fucking post, and it's somebody that I know.
Yeah, it's somebody that we know in the car community, and in the car game in general.
A couple.
Yeah.
And just, I happen to like them.
Fuck. Christ, man.
Like them very much. And, of course, you know, I see 43,000 likes, and I'm like, oh, shit, they blew up.
Yeah, it looks awesome when you see that, but then when you start reading the comments, you're just like, come on,
Well, the man. First thing I did was went to her account to see if she blew up, because you assume 43,000, even if half of them decide to give her a fucking follow.
Yeah, she'll be fucking blowing.
Break the internet.
Yeah, she'll break the internet, yep. It fucking sucks, because these fucking comments are like harsh as fuck, like for no fucking reason whatsoever.
And if you met this lady, she's like the tiniest, sweetest little fucking butterfly.
I'm mind blown. I'm mind blown from it. Like I said, we had an entire topic to talk about, but we were just scrolling through and we see this pop up again, and we're like, no. Scratch what the topic we had. We're gonna talk about how fucked up the internet is. Because, yo, you guys are fucking mean as shit.
They don't care about life.
No, Jesus, fuck. Like,
nothing is sacred.
Whew. All your daddies went to the bodega and never came back. Jesus Christ.
It was so bad. And not for anything. There was a lot of sexist comments. Oh, woman. And then a cup of coffee. And, oh, it must be a lady.
Yeah. I did pick up on that. A lot of that, too. Shitty. Let's be for real, my guy. I'm pretty sure half you guys curb your wheels.
And secondly, stop being a fucking misogynist pig. Titties make you happy. When they're happy, they show titties. Stop being a dick about it.
I like how you... Yeah, that was great.
Yep.
Thanks for the episode, guys. Tune in next week.
They're the people with the titties. Be nice to them.
But Jesus fuck, man. What the hell? You know what? It aggravates me, because when everybody that doesn't know about the car game asks me questions on like, oh... You know, there's a cool hobby.
Yeah.
I genuinely say yes. Because it is a fucking cool hobby.
Maybe a year ago.
But, you know, things like this make me really...
Want to collect Pokemon cards.
Like, kind of rethink, like... Is it... I mean, you know what it is? It's a million things, because half of them are just hating because the video blew up on something so... A concept so simple.
Yeah.
The half of them that are hating are pretty much the ones that probably they went, damn, we should have done that. You know, one of those. Then the other half is the ones that don't even have a car. Because I'll bet you anything, half or more than half of those fucking negative comments
are people with stock
cars. Are fucking people that don't even have a set of aftermarket wheels. Are not lowered. Are not bagged. Are not anything.
They probably got... fucking rust on their cars.
And the other portion of that, I'm pretty sure half of them are just send-it idiots.
Yeah, because of course, you know me, I open up a few profiles because I want to see who's really talking shit right now.
Yeah, because if you're going to
bash somebody,
you better have, the meanest fucking thing on the planet for you to fucking be talking shit. And even then, why the fuck are you talking shit? Go fuck yourself.
Correct.
You know what I mean? But for argument's sake, but half of them don't even have their pictures on the damn IG pages. They're like fucking avatars from like God of War. I'm like, okay, cool. You're 50 and you live in a basement. the fuck are you, like, being a keyboard warrior about, my guy? Like, what the fuck are we talking about?
Maybe they drive Liberties. You don't know.
Oh, my God. You see? You see, there was no need. But anyway.
Jesse's going to see them all eventually with a set of keys in his hand.
It's just stupid because there's no fucking need, bro. There is absolutely no need.
I can't make sense of it.
Like, the amount of hate. I mean, not even that page, but just in general. You scroll through IG and you just see some of these cars or some of the people building their cars up and so on and so forth. And just the fucking commentary. You're just like... And it sucks because it's a double-edged sword. For you to get sponsors, for you to get noticed, for you to get media coverage, for you to get on magazines or and grow.
Yeah, you have to be publicized.
You gotta take it. You gotta be set up for this.
Well, let's be fair. Stancy Pants took his fair share of ass-whooping on the internet.
Yeah, that's a good example. But, I mean, that's going a different route in the sense that... And they... You know, there was a story posted... Or a commentary posted by him.
Yeah.
And, you know, who knows if it's real or not. So that's the whole, like, spiel of that.
No. Even before that. What? Just for his build, he would get roasted.
Oh, no, that's in the... Yeah, 100%. I know I follow, like, a ton of people that are just, like, 100% hating that build.
What killed me was these mesomorons really called it a TikTok build.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess that's new terminology. I have to admit, I have not heard of that one yet. But I guess that happens to be a thing now. TikTok build.
I want to...
And like, I'll be honest. What's so wrong about a TikTok build?
I don't know. I want to Google it real
because
quick. Because... What the fuck a TikTok build is?
If a fucking TikTok build has 100-something fucking followers and like over 500,000 likes and you're getting sponsorships, yo, who the fuck cares? But again, it comes down to these fucking mess of keyboard warriors that have nothing else better to do than to bash somebody's car. Well, it's a negative thing. Whole TikTok thing? Did Google really just have an answer for that?
It's typically smaller cars like Miatas that are cutesy and then in parentheses uwu builds.
Wait, what?
Uwu?
What the fuck is that?
Uwu is, I don't know. I feel like it's more derogatory towards Asian women or manga or hentai or anime or anything that's a cartoon. When the women are usually bubbly, they call them ooh girls. And typically they're airheads.
Okay, whoa, shit, what do you know? The more you know.
Dun-dun. But that you can't compare that car to an ooh build or a TikTok build.
But even then, who gives a fuck? What's half of the Miatas on TikTok look cool anyway?
Yeah. But I guess...
I don't know, maybe I'm coming from a different angle just because I genuinely like cars and I like... Pretty much all builds. And there really isn't a lot of builds I don't really... You ever see me going, burn it? Like, you never really...
No, I get that from you sometimes.
That's you, because I want you to burn it, you know, half the shit we work on anyway, just because we get aggravated. But that's besides the point.
I'm ready to do one now.
You and me both.
No, I'm kidding.
Man, it just sucks. Honestly, it just sucks, because there's so many cool builds. And what people don't realize... All these mess of fucking morons on the internet. All of them. That talk shit for no fucking apparent reason. Because they all have to... See, there's a difference, human beings that listen to this fucking show, about having an opinion and just being an asshole. Somebody can build something. You can post it. And you'll be like, hey, you know what? That, you know, paint color doesn't really fly with me, but props to you because...
You got it to happen.
You got it to happen, and it took, you know, work. Or, hey, listen, I wouldn't have gone with those set of wheels, but okay. See, those are constructive. Those are not as negative. I mean, hell, they're not negative at all. But you get me? It's creative criticism. Because then you're getting somebody's opinion, but not the stupidity behind it.
Yeah.
Because you got these fucking jerk-offs that are like, hey... It's ugly. Burn it. What?
Why?
That's it? Like, that's
all
it.
They had. That's all
so
they had.
So you mean to tell me you were definitely an honor roll student and your mother has a bumper sticker on her car to prove it with that commentary?
Or you don't drive a fucking Camry? Come on here.
That's what fucking blows my mind. But again, it sucks because people don't fucking realize in this car game is by you doing that, granted... When you post your car online, You got to have a thick skin. Right out of the bat.
Or...
Right out of the bat.
No. You don't need a thick skin if you what? Went above and beyond to make the build a people pleaser.
See, that's the thing, though. I mean, you don't really build the car to be a people pleaser. No, no, no. You build the car to be a you pleaser.
But it so happens that making yourself happy pleases other people as well. Like, let's use me as an example.
Okay.
People can call my car rice all day.
Yes. And I will bring the soy sauce.
But other people would say, holy shit, this guy went all out.
Yeah, yeah.
Other people would say, but again, should have brought a Porsche.
Yeah, but you know what? You have a thick skin.
You think that's
that's what being that's having a thick skin. That's having a thick skin and being able to take it.
I hope she's not dwelling on any of this bullshit.
I hope not too, because honestly, she doesn't deserve that whatsoever, and it's honestly 100% fucking fucked up, and that's why everybody that was defending her, good, continue defending her, because again, going back to the simple fact, and the point is, what fucking people don't realize in this car game is, by you being that stupid, less people want to be in the game, less people want to be in the hobby. And then slowly, we just become fucking like dinosaurs, half extinct.
But the other thing is also, you shouldn't have an opinion about bags if you don't have bags or you didn't buy your bags personally.
Yeah, true.
That's just how I feel.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Good or bad or indifferent, you shouldn't have a fucking opinion.
If you're on Lowering Springs, why are you bitching about bags?
Tell me. Explain to me why.
I don't get it. I don't get it. You don't see me complaining. Me personally, like I said, if it's one of those things, is it on my bucket list? Oh my God, I need bags? No, I don't.
No, but if you ran into
bags.
$10,000, you'd buy Airlift.
But if I ran into a fucking kit that was like too good of a deal, yeah, fuck it, I'll buy it. But is it on my fucking to-do list? No. It's one of those things. I don't care for it. But then again, that is me.
Or three-piece wheels.
Again, you know me for everybody that listens knows me and three-piece wheels. Tomato, tomato. I don't give a flying fuck. If the wheel looks good, I don't give a fuck if they're a rep. I don't give a fuck if they're three-piece, if they're two-piece, if they're monoblock. If they look dope, if they ride well, if they don't break off the studs, it's okay in my fucking book.
A lot of people called those wheels reps.
Yeah, and again, that's what I was asking you. I'm like, is that company a technically, quote-unquote, a rep company? Like, who gives a fuck? If they build a quality part or a quality product, who really gives a shit? Like, seriously. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm Googling it now.
Oh, you're Googling it? I don't know. Again, it's just so fucking stupid. Like, guys, you have to realize, the more negative you are towards people that are starting in this hobby, beginning in this hobby, don't really know their ins and outs, you're just going to drive people away, and little by little, this hobby is going to come to a fucking scratching halt. That's the thing that people fail to fucking realize, and it fucking sucks. End of the day. Because, going back to, you know, this video,
yeah,
43,000 likes. That is awesome.
That's exposure.
That's stupid exposure, and like I've always told you, good or bad, you're still publicity and you're still talking.
Still.
So it is what it is in my fucking book. But she, you know, the page could have easily pulled off, what, 10, 15K followers?
Could have.
You know what I mean? That's what fucking blows my mind. And that's why I'm just like, it's the Instagram culture.
But again,
of the car world.
People who wind up with a bunch of followers are typically people who go to locations and take pictures of their cars in locations.
For the most part.
This car is not one of those cars that every weekend she's out shooting it, blah, 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 blah.
But, I mean, we don't know.
Well, I mean, based on the posts, I would have to say so.
You know, maybe. But, again, starting fresh, bless you, in this game. I mean, the car got done, what, in a year or two, I think it was? For the most part, on how it looks now, pretty much like a year or two so far. You're pretty much a noob into this. Not saying she is, but I'm saying, genuinely, the car, seeing a scene, it's a noob. You know what I mean? It's one of those things. So why the fuck are you going to be so fucking negative? And it's just like, again, I don't know. It blows my fucking mind, because people never end surprising me.
You want me to blow your mind?
Please.
And change your whole perspective right now?
Please do.
All right. When you go to a show,
mm-hmm,
and you see somebody with bags and wheels, do you count that as a show car?
No.
How about this Beetle?
It's an interesting one.
Because it's a rare car you never see at fucking shows.
One, it's rare. Rare enough to say you don't see them a lot, like you said. Except for like that other one in New York, that red one. Whatever. Okay, boo. Got it. Got it. Shoot her. Got it. But nonetheless, it has interior work and it has trunk work.
Yeah, it's cool.
Like it's a moderately clean car and moderately modded. It's not crazy that, oh my God, I can't fucking drive this thing anymore.
Well, yeah.
But no. It's right there, the happy medium that...
It could be a daily.
You can still drive it point A to point B and still do a few errands and whatever the fuck. But, you know, you can clean it up, wax it, and be ready to rock and roll on the weekend type of thing. So she's still in that happy medium that technically is nice. And you know what? Power to her, because I don't know what that happy medium is.
Jesse's going to feel that soon.
He's slowly like slipped out of that. He's slowly slipping out of that.
Well, he bought
that.
A daily.
Oh, okay. So he's completely out. He's completely out of the fucking driving, happy medium.
He's still driving the...
Yeah, granted, because it's, you know, no nice cruise. You know, it's nice out, weekend.
I don't blame him. That car is fun.
So, you know what I mean? By small things. But going back to the famous Beetle, it's... I don't know. Like I said, it just blows my fucking mind because there's no need for so much fucking stupid negativity. It's not even negativity. It's just stupid negativity. And we've all gotten it. We've all gotten it. You got it with the famous, that's not real carbon fiber, which makes your eyeballs twitch every single fucking time I say that. And they're twitching right now. And
I'm telling you, that
Red
girl.
Got it. I'll never forget that. Red got it really fucking bad. Oh, my God. I put it this way. They said, yo, you took the punches so good, we all owe you beers. In what? A fucking group page on Facebook. This was years ago. We didn't know any better. We were just like, hey, man, you know, come see us. We're going to be in these cars. Everybody say hi. What the fuck was that for, bro? What the fuck was that for?
They lit you up?
Oh, yeah. They lit me up. They lit me up. They lit me up. They lit like 2-3 other guys up. We're all just like texting each other like, what the fuck is happening right now?
What did we do to deserve this?
What the fuck did we do? And well, we took it. And we took it. I'll be like, all right, Keyboard Warriors, let's go. I'm built for this. Ain't nothing going to fucking surprise me with fucking humanity. Because at the end of the day, I still got the car and I'm still going to shows. And if I'm winning, I'm winning. And if I got a sponsor, I'm still getting sponsors. What the fuck are you doing? Still being a Keyboard Warrior? Okay.
True.
You know, but again, that's... my mentality towards it, because I wiped my ass and, you know, and she was doing a pretty good job pretty much sending everybody to hell and be like, you guys, anyway, my car's still cleaner than half you idiots anyway,
which is the truth,
which is, you know what, power to you, you said it right. But again, I still feel like, you know, this fucking culture, this car culture of needing to be on social, because let's face it, if we don't have any type of social fucking whatever with
social
our car,
presence,
nothing. You know what I mean? It's, you're just like the talk of the block or the talk of the town. That's all it comes down to.
As long as you, so in 2023, if your car has no social media presence, you don't exist.
Yeah, yeah, and it sucks. And it sucks because, in like I said, it's a double-edged sword because you need it to progress. And to progress in the way of, you know, I really want to come out in this magazine, even if it's a page or a corner spot or something, or I want to do Tuner Battlegrounds. Like, if you go to their page and read the comments.
Oh, those cars get roasted.
Why is this competing? This is trash. This should be sent on fire. Like, it's the go-to comment to say.
He couldn't afford a Porsche?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to get that. I know I
yeah,
am.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You are. You're mentally preparing yourself. But again, it happens to every page, pretty much online. Every page. There's very few that I can say hardly anything bad is ever said. And I say few. I could probably count it on one hand.
And you know what's really crazy?
What?
If I would have told you, listen, when this car blows up on a post, everybody's going to love it. There will be no negative comments. You would have said what?
Never going to happen. Never gonna happen.
There'll be no negative comments. Never.
Never gonna happen. There's always gonna be that one asshole.
I could not find anything wrong with that car to pick it apart. I could not.
No, but genuinely half the cars that we can look at. We don't have to go far. We can go like 2-3 pages right now. Look at the first few comments. And they'll look perfectly fine for us.
But somebody will pick it apart.
But somebody's gonna sit there and be like, trash fitment. Or damn, you could have been lower. I mean, and your mother should have fucking wiped you up on a napkin. But, you know, here we are with you in this fucking world. So, like, what are we talking about?
I don't know, man. It blows my fucking mind.
I don't know. Internet, stop being stupid.
I feel bad.
It sucks. It genuinely sucks because, like I said, it's such a nice hobby. And, you know, shit like this, you know, it's just as bad as, like these fucking fucktards that do these fucking send-in meets. That fuck it up for us when we're going to a show.
I'd rather take the internet hate than the send-in meets.
Oh, I mean, if you had to pick one. Yeah, because, you know, the internet hate isn't going to give me a ticket.
It's not going to cost me money.
That's going to cost me money. So, in that sense, yeah. If you had to pick the two evils, the fling me online all day, I would take that all day over fucking having a cop that just, you know, pulled over a send-in me and killed it, and then sees us rolling around. They're like, oh, two more idiots.
Perfect.
Two more idiots that I have to pull over now. But I don't know. Let's see what happens. Will the internet change? Probably not. Hopeful, but not holding my breath on it. Just, I don't know. Guys, do better. Just do better. So, what else?
I wanted to talk about people with shit builds and their opinions.
Okay.
Because this is another thing that contributes to it. Again, back to social media. Mm-hmm. This morning, somebody thought it would be appropriate to DM D'Angelo,
mm-hmm.
who's a very good friend of mine who wraps cars, and take it upon him to tell him how much his customer service sucks and that nobody needs him, and without the clients, the wrappers would be nobody, and you can find the wrapper anywhere, and the only thing nice, special about D'Angelo is his price point, and throw him to shreds. Do you want me to show you the...
What the fuck? Why? Like, for what?
Yeah, I'll show you right now. Because I screenshotted it because I was super unhappy with it.
This, like...
People suck.
Yeah. Sadly, they do.
This is what he wrote.
This sucks.
All right. So, basically, the kid tried to tear him down via DM. And then D'Angelo had to do the clapback, which is my favorite, and he's really good at that. So he gets on and says, listen, you asked me to do something for you, then you came with a waxed hood. Originally, he was supposed to just wrap his hood.
Mm.
The kid showed up with his hood waxed.
Oh, just to make it quote-unquote easier, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Got it.
And, of course, the kid drives a Tiburon and a Ford Focus and bullshit cars. Nothing worthy. Look at me. I'm being just as bad as the internet. I got to take my hat off because I'm getting hot. This is bullshit. So.
Insane. Man, damn, this is harsh. For no fucking reason whatsoever.
So, D'Angelo claps back and says, you know what? I still took your both appointments and redid it to make you happy. More or less. And the kid had him show up, ready for this? 2 o'clock in the morning, because he was going from one job to the next.
Mm.
One wrap job to the next.
Oh.
Shows up. The kid doesn't even have his keys with him. He left a car at his mom's house in her garage where there's no electricity. So how the fuck he's supposed to heat anything? Okay, so D'Angelo does it, makes his cuts, and says, listen, you have a heat gun. Heat up on the corners and tuck it. Be done with it. The kid fucks that up.
And what, blames him, pretty
yeah,
much?
Yeah. Of course. But long story short, the kid was asking for a carbon fiber wrap.
Okay.
If you're somebody who has a car that's not heavily modified,
right?
Carbon fiber wrap is not the answer, guys. And that's just so you know. Did you get to see the car?
Whatever. It's like tomato, tomato. They'll do what they want to do. That's, you know,
this
you
was
can't
the
do
car.
Much on that.
This was the car.
Oh.
Go ahead, say what you're thinking now.
No. I will not. I will not be part of the internet, sir.
So he was getting ready to roast it, is what he's saying.
My comments to myself.
He's getting ready to roast it. And then I pulled up, you know, of course, his Instagram, where it's all garbage. I'm sorry,
don't
guys.
Be like the internet, bro. And his don't team be page. Like the internet.
I pulled up his team page. Kid's part of Royal Class.
I've never heard of him. No way. Maybe I have.
More or less, there's some good cars on there, and there's some cars that look like traffic. But for the most part, they're...
Welcome to 2023.
Decently moderate team. I think their slogan's like Dream Big, Drive Low.
It's actually a pretty cool slogan, actually.
Yeah. I give that to them. And then I pulled up his team president because I was thinking about writing to the team president. Like, how dare one of your members decide to say something like this to somebody who helped them out twice? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get it.
And I didn't do that. I just, you know, pulled back on it. And that's his little ST standing for shit stain.
Don't be the internet, bro. Come on. Don't be the internet. We need to be better.
This is him and his friend. Like, yeah, I went in. Here's a picture of him and his girlfriend. Like, I went in. I was getting ready to roast this guy.
Jesus Christ, bro. Why the fuck are you going in so hard? Fuck.
I don't like anybody going after my friends.
It sucks. It just goes back to the same bullshit. Granted, don't know too much on that whole situation in terms of...
But why try to be a tough guy and over the internet? That shit kills me, dude.
The fucking keyboard warriors, bro. It never fails. It really never fails. It's one of those things. I don't know. Like I said, it sucks that we have to live in this age now. And we kind of, you know, sadly, we kind of need this in the car game. Like I said, to get that sponsorship, to get that media, because, you know, the companies aren't going to pick you up if you're not doing any type of quote-unquote media.
No, my shit is.
You know what I mean? It's like I said, the double-edged sword.
I'm the kind of person that if I know the car and I know where it's parked, I'm... Open your fucking door, tough guy.
We know this is you. This is you.
You've seen me
but
do
again,
it.
This is not, you know, it's just shitty. It's just fucking shitty because there's no need. And I get it. Listen, running a small business is not easy to begin with, so...
Well, you do a small business, a team, and a media site. And
I have a lot of gray hairs.
Podcast. And
I had a lot of gray fucking hairs.
You're building
to prove
a car
it.
Right now.
A few. It's just, I don't know. Like I said, that aspect itself is a whole world. And I said it. You are customer service. You are inventory. You are parts. You are shipping. You are returns. You are refunds. You are, you know, customer service, because you can write it all day everywhere. Like, listen, I stop at, you know, 6-7. I'm not going to respond to messages until the next following day.
And they'll still message you at 3 in the morning.
But I still have a question waiting for me at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, which, again, cool.
That's
awesome.
Just because Jared can't go to sleep.
Not even to Jared. You know, I'll answer it in the day, but then I look back, I'm like, timestamp 2. I'm like, why at 2 are you writing to me, bro?
Because he can't go to sleep.
Like, Christ. But, you know, it is what it is. That's, you know.
Another story
here,
for another
yeah,
day.
Not here or there. That's completely getting sidetracked. So that alone is a different situation. And again, don't really know, you know, what material was bought. And there's so many different variables that we don't know to really be ripping somebody apart. So, we, you know, to a certain degree, we can't really rip apart. Because we, okay, you said you brought the car with the whole waxed hood. That's already a no-no.
Big
you
know what no-no. I mean? Well, I mean,
I don't even
common sense.
And I know that's a fucking no-no. And I get it. He had good intentions. You know what? Let's keep the car really clean because maybe it'll be easier. I get it. When I used to paint wheels, don't wash the car. What they do? They'll wash the car and they will add the extra $2 on motherfucking silicone on the tire. That made my life miserable.
What would you have to do?
Fucking waste 2 hours of my life pretty much taking all that fucking stupid silicone off to then re-clean the fucking wheel to then do the prep work and everything else I wanted to fucking do to it. You know, I'll tell them, don't wash it. But then when you'll be like, yo, why'd you wash it? What was the first thing? I don't know, just to make it easier for you to, like, paint and stuff. I'm like, no.
Wrong answer. Try again.
No. Told you not to wash it. I was like really dirty with like brake dust and like dog shit. I'm like, it's fine. I would have enjoyed cleaning off dog shit over tire silicone. You know what I mean? So, like I said, you can.
You
would have
been grateful for dog shit.
I can understand to a certain degree the mindset on why that maybe happened, but you know, aside from that, I can't really, you know, say too much because I'm really knowing everything.
So I almost came for this guy.
Yeah, but that's how you are. You automatically
go to defense mode.
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy?
What?
Seeing that post, I think this is our defense mode. Venting about that post, so that way the world fucking hears it. That it's not.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean it's not cool. Like anybody with two fucking common sense in front of them, you have to really stop and be like, yo, these comments are fucked up. Like this is really stupid. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's just fucked up. I won't stop saying it because for what? There's no need for it. There really is a need for it. Because we, like I always said, we will lose people coming into this hobby, which we can't afford to lose. End of the day. Because the hobby's nice. It really is fucking nice. And you really get to meet a lot of cool ass people. And you get to go to a lot of cool places. And do a lot of fucking awesome things. But, you know, shit like this. Think about it. Anybody that goes to that page and reads that thinks wants to just the first line, the first 10, the first 15 comments. You think you want to do anything to your car? No, you want to be traffic.
You blend in.
So you blend in. Why the fuck am I going to do this or go here or go to a show for what? Because a lot of people, I don't blame them for thinking that way.
Mm.
Which is one of the main reasons I went from, oh, you want to join? Come on along. You want to join? Come on along to the team. And I was like, pump the brakes. Have six things done outside at least before I consider you.
Ready for this?
What?
Chelsea doesn't have six things done outside.
It's a mixed bag.
But I will say that it's definitely show car quality.
It is in the sense that, like I said, she, while not the six things all outside, does have interior work done, does have suspension work done, does have wheels done, does have upgraded lighting, and does have a trunk. So technically.
Show car.
Yeah. Like I said, every crew, every person, every whatever is different on what they consider, quote unquote, I have a show car. That's such a fucking loose term that's looser than a nun's vagina.
The who what?
What? Yeah, I said that.
You're going to hell.
It's, you know what I mean? It's looser than the priest's hand going up against an altar boy. Like, I got these all day.
No.
I could do this all motherfucking day.
Anyway, I'm trying to save him from hell right now. What I would say is, before you go and point your finger at the next car or the next final wrap installer or anyone, don't be shy to DM them directly and ask questions. Hey, what do you think about this? Why'd you do that? Can you explain this thought process to me? Is it that you just really like it or was it the hype? And this woman is going to tell you she really liked it. Was it because of hype?
Yeah.
Her car is for her, not for the internet.
Yeah. Which, and again, that whole, like, oh, being a TikTok bill, that's definitely a new term now. I guess we're going to have to, I'm pretty sure we're going to be hearing. I'm pretty sure we're going to be hearing more of.
TikTok build. I don't know.
Dude. I don't know.
I don't like it.
Car World, what the fuck happened, man?
Yeah, I'm really disappointed with
that
everybody.
That one Vin Diesel movie. Fucked it up for everybody.
No, I'm really disappointed. I really am.
No, it is a disappointment in the sense, like I said, it's such, like I said, not even negative comments. It's just so many stupid comments. That the more you read, the more you lose brain cells.
I'm just disappointed. That's all I'm going to say.
And I'll continue saying it. We need to do better. We need to do better. Because Jesus Christ, this is, honest to God, one of the best hobbies that a person can be in. Whether you're a guy or a girl. And it is a shame that we could possibly lose potential TJ Hunts, potential Chip Fooses. I can go down the list of, you know, cool car builders.
Let me hold on. I want to put pause real quick. Let's put that on pause. You mentioned Chip Foose a lot.
Yes.
Somebody compared you to Chip Foose recently.
Yes, yes, yes. That's a very cool compliment to get, actually.
He said that you would put Chip Foose's dick in the dirt. If you ever had to compete against designing
that
the same car.
That is honestly one of the coolest compliments a person, I think anybody that in this car game can possibly get. For those, I mean, if you don't know who Chip Foose is, fucking Google it. That guy, I mean, to me, that dude's a legend. Like, if I'm going to be, holy shit, people I love to meet in life, Chip Foose is definitely on that fucking list of people. And my list isn't that big anyway, but that's besides the point.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive. The man has such a fucking, I mean, to me, he has such a technique on building that I've used a lot of that, a lot of what he's done in my own builds and how I rethink on how I build a car. Because he was the one that was so, like, a 1-inch gap on a fucking bumper defender. And he'll figure out how to shorten that gap. Why? Because he goes, I don't like that gap. And mind you, that was a gap from factory. So you're pretty much calling, you know, the GM designers, you know, for argument's sake, your design was shit.
I'm going to do it better. Watch this.
And I'm going to do it better. Hold my beer. And the guy was sketch. Anything he had in his mind. He'll take your car and completely sketch it. So that automatically from that alone grabbed my interest because I draw. And I can sketch what's in my head that I want to do to the car. But seeing him do it and the ease of markers and like paint and pencils and color pencils and all that mess of shit, and before you know it, poof, it was your car done. Then he'll only ask you, be like, so you want this color, you want this color, you want the other fucking color and the other fucking color. Like, the guy blows my mind on how he builds cars. That's why I always say, and I'm like, what the fuck you think you are, the next Chip Foose? Like, that's always my running joke. Everybody that knows me for years knows that's the running joke. But when you do get a random, you know, fuck, man, next Chip Foose over here? Yeah, no, I take that with pride. I really do. It humbles you the fuck out. Because you're like, you know, the guy, I mean, I automatically think he's a fucking car legend anyway, building cars. So to get that is, you know, it's, you're doing all right, Sonic. You're doing all right. Keep on grinding in that basement, bro.
Yeah.
But, you know, going back, you don't know if, you know, going back to the whole negativity comments and bullshit like that, you don't know if you're going to lose those potential what ifs in the car game. Because let's be for real. If we were to go way back, do you know any car builders off the top of your head that you like follow or you admire or whatever the fuck?
Of course.
Oh, like who? Give me one. Just one. Just
Brian McCann.
Okay. So let's say, for example, you know, we're going to go way back. And Brian McCann gets all this fucking hate.
Which he did.
And all negative comments.
He did.
Okay. But what if he acted upon that?
What if he was a pussy and backed out of it?
And was like, you know what? Fuck everybody here. What will we have lost? You tell me. What will we have lost?
A Stardust kit. A mean-ass green 350Z. And now we're going into the Martini build with the GM or LS swap on it.
Okay, but you know what I mean? The
potential doorway.
The potential doorway, but not even the doorway, but I call those type of builders that inspirations.
Yeah, absolutely.
Inspirations and ideas to get to, because going back to this Brian McCann, having his car done, not that it makes it easier, let's say for you because you have a Z.
It gives you the
rethinking process of the car build. Because if you had one way you were going to go, you'll see that and kind of switch it a little bit. Not saying obviously rip him and make a fucking clone, but you get what I'm going with this.
But you see, that's what people do. nowadays.
No, now I know. That's a whole different fucking thing for another day.
I have.
Hey, your car's cool. Poof. 2 months later, fucking twin.
I have six guys on Instagram that have replicated his martini build. Not his martini build. I'm sorry. His original dark green Stardust build.
Mm-hmm.
Down to the fucking wheels.
I mean, that's a...
All they do is switch the colors up. Purple, blue, red.
I mean, to a sense, you can't really... I wouldn't really consider that a... whatever.
It's the wide body he created. They go and buy a rep kit of it. They buy the front bumper. Mm-hmm. They buy the side skirts. They do the splitters. They do the canards. They do...
Okay, now do they say that's the real deal stuff? Or do they admit, no. These are not... Like, this is...
This eBay. Is Stardust style.
Okay, see, that's fine. I mean, in my book, that's okay, because why? It's not like you're going to... Okay, to jump real quick into the Honda thing, because it's quicker,
yeah,
and more people will pretty much understand. You go on eBay and you get a fake Mugen grill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It costs you $20, free shipping.
Mm-hmm.
You go, you throw it on your car, but when you tell people, oh, no, that's legit Mugen. Stop it. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm just like, no.
No, but hold on.
So, but if they go, no, this is eBay, you're like, fuck it. You don't think twice because you know what? It looks nice. That's it. You won't really.
But to replicate the entire build is annoying.
Down to the big one. See, now, that's a little different take because you could consider that annoying. Maybe to a certain degree. You know where I'll find that annoying? Better yet, let me pump my brakes. If we go to, you go to a show and you see the same style 30 fucking times down the line.
Rocket Bunny.
Yeah. And like I said, nothing against the Rocket Bunny kit because I like the Rocket Bunny kit and it's a cool fucking
kit. Tell me you hear the helicopter.
Yeah, I hear it.
Why?
It's fucking Russia, bro. It's fucking Russia.
No, this was a stupid decision to go up this high.
It's fucking Russia, man.
Again,
World War III.
This anyway. Building that we're in is...
We were in a new floor. And we're checking out the view.
This isn't we've done this floor before, right?
Have we? I don't know.
I feel like
we if it's not the helicopter, it's a fucking janitor. So, I mean, at this rate...
Well, we haven't gotten the janitors. They're downstairs.
Like, I know, because they're too tired to walk up fucking 30 flights of stairs. So, you know what I mean? I wouldn't want to knock on the door either. But anyway. But going back to the Rocket Bunny thing, yeah. Am I knocking on Rocket Bunny? No, I like the kid. I really do like the car. If I had the car, honest to God, I'll go on eBay and buy the fucking bootleg too. I don't give a flying fuck. But if people were to ask me, is that real or not, I'd be like, no, bro, that's eBay. I just, sanded the living piss out of it more times than you did for your real one. That's pretty much it. But that's me. See, my whole premise is, if it looks good, who gives a shit? Which a lot of people, even you go at me all the time. Three-piece wheels. Every fucking 2 weeks, I have to hear the three-wheel speech from fucking you.
The three-wheel speech?
Yeah. And I'm just like, I don't fucking care for it. I don't fucking care for it. Now, don't get me wrong. A set lands on my lap.
Which they almost did.
In a very easy and affordable way.
Which they almost
I'm
did.
I'm not going to blink twice.
I mean, you kind of did. We could have just went that day.
And yeah, but it was snowing, so you know what? No, it wasn't even that serious to me. That's how much I don't give a fuck. And yes, now to explain it to the fucking listeners.
I didn't care if it was snowing
or
flounder.
I had a chance for the original two-piece BBS wheels that came on the BMWs, the Style 39s, for all those that are wondering. And yeah, the guy was going to give it to me for a very fucking awesome price.
I mean, they're already gone, so do you want to say the price or not really?
Yeah, it was like $150. So I was like, bro, I'll give you $200. Like, keep the $50. That's how much I want these wheels. Okay, cool. Come back, come tomorrow because it's late and whatever and like the weather and blah, blah, blah. I was like, you know what? That's great. Don't feel like dying to go pick up wheels. So you're okay in my book. Hit him up the next 5 days. He never responded. And then when I saw the post, it was like, boom, sold. I was like, hello? Am I the problem? It's me. And he never responded. I was like, you motherfucker.
No, you didn't.
I hope your fucking brakes fail on you.
You didn't say that.
On the fucking bridge, you bastard. I'm going to find you and burn your mother. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, so there's that.
Listen.
What?
All I'm saying is, the internet, and you are right, the internet does potentially kill people like that.
It kills. Like, I know people that love the car thing, love going to shows, but when you ask them, so build something or, you know, do something. No, I'm not. Nope. I've seen those comments, and I actually physically know people that have told me that. Well, I don't know how you do it with your crew, and like, oh my God, all those fucking comments. We don't get comments. We don't get fucking nasty comments like that. They're automatically, you know, throwing you in the bunch. In the bad batch of like fucking apples. Just like the fucking meats and the Senate idiots that we get tossed into that bullshit either. You know, as well.
Was that just geese that flew past?
I'm pretty sure that was geese as well.
Dude, you know how? What the?
I don't fucking know. You know what? It's
not doing this again.
I'm not even surprised
anymore. I'm not doing this again.
If it's not janitors, it's fucking geese. If it's not geese, it's a motherfucking helicopter.
That's because we're too high right now, dude.
Whatever. You know what? I hope they hit a window. Anyway. But, it's just, you know, it blows my mind. It just blows my mind because, like I said, when I got those comments, I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? We don't, like, nobody, it's whatever. It's like, but then I was like, oh, no, he just thinks automatically everybody in the car community is getting bashed for something. And like I said, eventually we all get it. We all get it eventually. Yeah. We all do. It's like your rite of passage. It's just all comes down to if your personality is enough to handle it. That's all it comes down to, really. And again, it's stupid because you kind of, I wish I didn't need it. I wish I can just, you know, fuck it, done and over with. But again, you don't get the exposure. You don't, like, if you're thinking bigger and down a fucking far line, you need it. And then let's be for real. Let's talk about what was his name again?
Brian McCann.
There we go. I almost butchered the guy's name by accident. I'm pretty sure to this day he still gets hate.
No.
He doesn't get no hate.
Well, he gets one.
Everything's thing. Fucking ponies and fucking rainbows and butterflies in his IG page?
He gets one thing.
What?
Hurry up with your build.
Okay, well, that's not even fucking bashing. That's just like, yo, if you think you can say I'm fucking faster than me, bro, let's go, Speedy. Let's go.
Come over and
come on, Flash.
My motor yourself.
Come on. Bring you and your brothers. Let's go. Let's throw this fucking motor in this bitch and let's get this fucking thing going. So, I mean, that's not so much of, you know, hating. But, generally speaking, does he get hate? Like,
yeah, he has to.
You know what I mean? And then you think TJ Hunt, you know, talking about another one. You think he doesn't get crazy hate?
No, he definitely does. I've seen it. I've seen him make comments about the girlfriend. I'm just like, I mean.
No, I mean, people are stupid. Valid, she's up.
Don't come at her like that.
People are fucking stupid because why are you going after the girlfriend if it's a car page? What?
I'm telling you, I've seen some really fucked up shit.
And like I said, I'm pretty sure even going down to like Chip Foos, I'm pretty sure he gets hate all the fucking time for half his shit.
Well, he better never walk into you.
No, I'll give him a fat hug. Yeah, bro.
No, but if he sees all the cars you put together, he's going to be like, what the fuck? This guy's the JDM twin.
I can only hope, bro. I can only hope. But yeah, I don't know. It's just, I'm disappointed in the car community. Once again, it sucks. First, it was these fucking crazy meets, and then people's quarter panels bashing into cars and sending them flying.
What do we got on time?
Oh, we're doing awesome today. We're like 48 minutes in.
All right.
This is good.
What new projects are you working on?
So many. Tune in next time, guys. Bye. No kidding.
I got to say, I saw something with the E36.
Yes. Almost done with Amanda's build. Let's see what happens.
No. The headlights. I'll kick your ass.
What? What build? Bro? What E36? Mine or hers, bro?
The headlights that you were just fucking doing.
Oh, mine. Yes. I now have the famous, quote-unquote famous headlight plates. High beam plates for the E36 headlights. So I could do any design now. I could do the poop emoji. I can write fuck your mother on it.
Why are you like this?
I don't know. I need more coffee. I need more coffee and sleep, to be honest.
Let's talk about Amanda's project for a little.
Yes, what about it?
How's that coming along?
Fire! No, I'm kidding. Almost done. I would say, honestly, if I had to put a percentage mark on it, I would say 75%.
Okay.
Is that what I would? Yeah, that's a good number. I'll go with that number. A little bit more sanding, a little bit more fine tuning, and then the famous paint. That was good. I'm going to leave that in there.
fire.
I would say 70-75%.
All right. Do we want to give people a little razzle-dazzle about it?
No, not yet. You kidding me? She'll go fucking ape shit. She wants to surprise everyone with the color. So.
No, I do not give that color out.
No, I'm not.
But any details that you'd like to share with the people that it looks like certain cars or would remind you of or would mirror or... What would you describe it as if you had to, give people something?
A ball of headaches. No, I'm kidding.
Shit.
No, I don't know. That's a good one. I don't know. Because it's a mashup of different kits all the way around, pretty much, when you think about it. I don't know what else to give away, pretty much. I don't want to, spoil it too much. But it's a... Now I want to say one-off, because it's not a one-off kit. But the design is a one-off design. I will say that.
Dazzle to
it. Yeah, I will say that. It is a one-off design. Kit-wise, no, because I'm not going to sit here and say I made all that, because I didn't. But I did pick and choose. Well, she picked and choose. You know what I meant. We both did. The best parts of, like, E36 is what we liked over here, what we liked over there, and kind of just like, whoop. Here it duct is. Tape and zip ties, you're done. So let's see what happens. A little bit more sanding, a little bit more fine tuning. But if all goes good, paint will be laid soon. And a few other goodies.
What else are you working on currently?
Oh my god. What do you mean? Like my cars? Or like what?
Your cars, the headlights, the...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Broadcasting part where we're doing the visuals eventually.
Visuals are
slowly
coming soon.
Not happening.
The Walmart channel is getting built as we speak.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. So a few other goodies there. You know me, bro. I don't talk too much. I just like surprise bitches. Herpes. Boom. New cream. Like that's just the way I roll. But yeah, I do
help
have
but notice some Miata taillights.
Yes, I'm finally in the Miata game and doing Miata taillights, the famous clears that a few other guys make. I'm doing sets with halos on them. We'll see where it goes. I have a few other ideas in mind. And as I get taillights, I kind of like to play around and see what I can mash up and get creative with.
Okay. again, guys, remember HPL Mag, we have all the news articles pulled from absolutely everywhere.
Which, actually, thank you guys, because a lot of people have been really tuning into that website, so that's really awesome, to be honest. We are going to be moving servers, so if you see a little bit of downtime by around October 10th to the 15th, don't worry about it. We're just swapping servers around because of the bandwidth. We're kind of upgrading it because a lot of people like to read. My surprising. Holy shit. People know how to fucking read. And the website tends to go down, so we're going to upgrade the server on that. So, yeah.
Okay.
That's just nerd talk.
Did you tell them that you figured out how to make a different shroud for the Z-Lights?
Oh, not yet, you motherfucker. Depot, I'm taking you motherfuckers out.
You guys are smoked.
You guys are fucking smoked now. I figured something cool out. But yeah, you'll be seeing... Hopefully that for everyone that follows the C4 Lifestyle IG. I will be posting that one soon. Those are actually really coming out nice. Those headlights are a pain in the dick to open, but I have to admit, I'm liking those.
I also couldn't help but notice the fully LED E36 turn signals.
Yes. Those are corner lamps. Yeah, the corner lamps are the new things now. Switchbacks. And they're animated as well. I got a few other things that are going to be animated too.
This dick.
hopefully I have enough time to like install my own shit. That's what it comes down to.
Don't hold your breath, bitch.
Yeah, no, I'm not. There's not enough hours in the fucking day officially.
What the fuck?
What the fuck are you listening to?
They're rapping
what is
Audi
that?
Bumper.
Oh, I That looks nice.
Yeah, it's a lot of hard lines.
What gray is that anyway?
That's not Nardo. That's
No, it's not Nardo. I can tell that's not Nardo. That was metallic.
No, it's matte metallic.
Oh, it's a matte. Okay.
But that's actually a GM gunmetal gray.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, yeah.
No, no. What else? Anything else you want to chime in on?
Guys, again, remember, show season starting. Get your shit together. Finish your builds.
And be nice to people. At least try to, for the love of fucking God.
And if you can't find something nice to say, maybe just fucking like the picture and keep on moving.
Yeah, for real. Like the
crap. Or write an LOL on there and just walk away from it.
Fucking internet. Do better, guys. Do better. But, nah, no polls. No polls. Or maybe a poll. Have you been flamed on the internet? Yes or no?
Weren't we supposed to recap the last vote?
Ah, you know what? I forgot. And you know what? I'm too lazy to go back. So you know what? I'll do it next week. Why? Because I can do what the fuck I want. That's why.
Awful, awful, awful.
And I need to get more coffee anyway. Because, you know, I'm just tired. But yeah. I will write that in the poll. Have you been flamed on the internet? Yes or no? Then I always love adding the third one. What's a flame? Just to see who's the fucking smartass that clicks on that one. So yeah, have you guys been flamed on the fucking internet? We want to know. And if you have any good stories, by all means, C4 Lifestyle Media on IG, C4Lifestyle.show for the podcast. And on that website, you can also leave us a voice message, which is always fun to read. Yeah. But yeah, yeah, that's pretty much it. As always, my friends, thank you everybody for listening to another episode. Keep it custom, my friends, because life's way too short to stay stock.
Later, babe.